my buddy, man, he said he was playing football one day. He was like 14 years old. He was playing football, and they were playing tackle in the yard, no pads or nothing. He said he had hit his mouth on somebody's knee, and it knocked his motherfucking teeth back. So he think he could just push the teeth up, and they would be straight.
Nah, dude.
Oh, shit. He said, so, you know, so all over time, the shits was just like wiggly. One day we was at McDonald's, nigga bit into a Big Mac, nigga, and that front tooth came the fuck out, nigga. That nigga just broke down and started crying, nigga. He was just like,
oh, damn, that would be a highlight of my life.
It was a highlight to this day of my life, nigga. Like, yo. Oh, that motherfucking tooth came out, that Big Mac nigga, he just cried, nigga. He was just like,
damn, bro, why does that happen to me?
Because he thought, like, I don't know, that day, them two, hey, your teeth was fucked up from that day. Like, nigga, them shits were just hanging in the socket.
Damn, bro.
Damn. And it was a Big Mac of all things. He was like, not even... Yeah, that's not even like a good food story. It was a fucking Big Mac, dog. You can't even be proud of that shit.
Bruh, like, I can see if you was eating something hard, nigga. A Big Mac pulled your shit out, nigga. Like, that's soft as shit.
Damn.
Bitch, they weren't eating an apple. And
yeah, it was fucking Big Mac. Like, you was disappointed when you got done with that shit.
Bruh, but that's how loose that bit was.
Yeah, from that day. Yeah, from that day. So it was like 5 years of being loose. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because once you fuck up your perms, man, nothing you can do about it, man. Fuck. And that nigga walked around looking like Stone Cold Steve Austin, nigga. No fucking teeth. The nigga, he was missing like the front fold, nigga, like a little rattlesnake, nigga.
Motherfucker walk around looking like all he say all day is razzle dazzle. What's up, nigga? Hey, man, it ain't nothing razzle dazzle. Like, God damn.
God. Oh, sucker and sucker chance, baby. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, maybe I get the show started. Sorry.
NappyAfro.com.
Hello. You are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, and Saul Wright, aka Shupak Shakur. The Kings of Slander are here.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 295 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Albert Shuhos, a.k.a. Iron Knight Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting in with the dopest, the most illegal, the child slapping, mama tapping, car stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun that is my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Whoa, I thought you were talking about somebody else there for a second. What's going on, man? Boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrified motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lanes, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. if you see a nigga copping a 3.5 with some Brooks on, it's probably your boy. I'm in the building. Smokey Germ Frazier. What's going on?
Them Brooks ain't wore out yet?
Hell no, nigga. Lifetime warranty, nigga. Made in the USA, nigga. Get you some, nigga.
Yep, I'm
about to cop another pair.
For what?
Shit's comfortable as fuck, so all right. Changed my life, nigga.
And you still ain't shit.
I mean, but see, I don't feel like it. Look, I don't. Hey, look, when the white man is beating me down, at least my feet and my back feel better because I got Brooks on.
The lashes on your back don't hurt as bad with the Brooks on.
My Brooks. He asked what Brooks are, like he don't know, nigga. Do you mean to break him out?
Let the people know who you're talking about. Let the people know who you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sitting here to my left, impervious Rock Jones in the building, Mr. Space Pack, a.k.a. Mittens in the building, man. A.k.a. Mr. Washed himself. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You might have seen him on the Frocast episode, look like a mixtape cover, J. Cole mixtape cover. You know what I'm saying? Yes, Rod Jones, say hello to everybody. He's going to be awake this time.
What's good? Mr. Get It In Blood, Mr. Official, you already know, man. I ain't got no long, you know, title like y'all would, nothing like that. You know, y'all the gangster, you know, ill-advised, you know, niggas are
You know, you got to be doing a long time to get a lot of AKAs like that.
I mean, you know, 295 episodes, you might come up with a couple different names. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You got to get the people off. They shut our shit down if we use the same name. So we got to change it up. I
want to get my King of Slander shirt, man. You know how that go right there.
Yeah, man. Trying to sell 100 shirts this month. 100 shirt. We in the middle of the 100 shirt challenge in March. So go in there, get in there, get you a shirt, man. Yeah, trying to cop 100 shirts, man.
Already got one.
Jern bought like 6 last week.
I bought 2.
I mean, the 6 sounded so much better for the audio, bro.
I don't want people to think I'm fudging the numbers like that, man. Come on, man. Don't be doing that.
But we're going to fudge them anyway. This is a black podcast on a black network. We are going to fudge the numbers.
We're going to even give a shirt away to a lucky fan this month.
See, there go the lies. That's
not a lie. That's real talk. I got to figure out how I'm going to give it away, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can we do to give away this shirt? But I'm going to send a shirt to somebody this month, man. Out of my own pocket.
Can we finally get a homegrown certified banger for the show?
I mean, a homegrown certified? Whoa, sorry, what you asking?
Yeah, like, that means somebody that actually fucks with us to be a certified banger. Okay. Our own people wearing a nappy afro shirt. You know what I'm saying? That would be dope.
Hey, okay. So whoever the finest listener is, if you send a picture to the Nappy Afro Frocast DM on Instagram, which is at Frocast, or you add us on Twitter at Nappy Afro, if you're the finest, we're going to send you the shirt.
Now, a couple rules. We're not asking for nudes. Mm-mm. We're not asking for anything lewd and lascivious. But you will be required to take a picture in the shirt we send you.
Yeah. You got to send the picture first. So we gonna figure out who's the finest. Then you're going to get the shirt. Then you got to send us another picture in the shirt.
With the shirt on. Yeah.
If you got to make sure you're fine, that's fine.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll go ahead and make sure your page is public because we're going to pub you out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give you a couple followers and shit like that. But, you know, if you want to send a nude, I mean, I'm not going to see the picture. So that's on you. But we're not asking for nudes. We're not soliciting that kind of information.
I'm telling y'all now, the line starts behind Tracy May because already she didn't already submitted her Nappy Afro shirt a while back. So she's already entered. You know what I'm saying?
She's already entered, bro.
She done
lost a couple pounds now. She's feeling herself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all better be careful.
First place, but you know.
That's her thing. Yeah. I don't think anything was wrong with it anyway, but she was dancing and everything. She lost a little 13 pounds, so she on her way. She feeling, once they start feeling themselves, man, you in trouble.
Yeah.
And she was already out there modeling and shit, so
yeah,
it's going to be one. But there y'all go.
I know. Shirt, the line starts behind her, and that's the metric. If you can't beat that, then she going to get another shirt. We're looking for a Frocast girl, the woman, lady, excuse me, just to be the face of it. You know, that's all we're asking. Because we noticed that we get more likes on the picture when we got a pretty woman on there instead of, you know, our ugly mugs.
Man, you know, don't nobody want to see them hard legs, man.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to see them hard legs. But let's get into this goddamn show. First of all, man, what's up with Rick Ross? I need the update right now. What's going on with Rick Ross? I haven't heard the latest. I need to know, is my man alive?
I'm assuming he's still alive. His family has been real mum about it. I mean, I've been checking periodically, make sure, you know, ain't nothing going on. TMZ was reporting that he was hooked up to a machine for the lungs and you know, a machine to help him live. Family said that was a lie. Then TMZ had footage of the family rushing to the hospital. They even left the doors of the Wraith open. And you know what I'm saying? Then they tried to say he wasn't in the hospital. So it's been a lot going on. So I'm just going to check on Twitter real fast. Then Twitter is the most reliable source in the world.
I was about to say, I'll go ahead and be completely honest. If TMZ is saying it, I believe TMZ over everybody. TMZ has yet to be wrong, bruh. Y'all talk that shit about TMZ, but they right than a motherfucker. The reason that we're bringing this up is because 50 Cent made a post. Was it on Instagram or was it on Twitter?
It was on IG.
Yes, while 50's enemy Rick Ross was in the hospital fighting for his life, 50 posted a pic of Ivan Drago from the scene where he looks at Rocky and says, "If he dies, he dies." But what does it mean?
Some people were saying, oh, he was just supporting a boxer who was fighting this weekend, and that was the reference.
No.
It's more likely, as in pretty much certain, that 50 was taking a nasty shot at a dying man.
It was on IG. He posted it. Now, you can speculate, right? Like, you could speculate based on who 50 Cent is and shit. But he posted up the picture of Ivan Drago. If y'all don't know who Ivan Drago is, kill yourself. Ivan Drago, Rocky IV, one of the greatest sports villains of all time. And one of the quotes that he said after knocking the shit out of Apollo Creed, if he dies, he dies. That's what 50 Cent posted, was a picture of Ivan Drago. Now, the time that he posted was after we heard about Rick Ross.
And then I think he even said, if he dies, he dies on this shit. I think he even put that on there.
I don't know if it was on there, but either way, we got the point. Like, if you understand, if you're older than 4 years old, you understand what the fuck was going on. And you know the timing was right after Rick Ross was allegedly having all these issues. So, my question is, as far as hip-hop beef goes, and then as far as regular life goes, because it's two separate things, did he go too far in hip-hop, and did he go too far in regular life being a decent motherfucker?
I'm going to say yes. He went too far on both counts, because at the end of the day, y'all are in a hip-hop fraternity. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could battle out on the mic and shit, but y'all still are in this brotherhood, and so you don't want to see the nigga go out like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he took it too far in both rounds, because, A, y'all not even currently beefing anymore. So it's not like y'all in the midst of battle and you did this. Now, if you was in the midst of battle and this happened, I might have been like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could use it, but y'all battle was like almost a decade ago. Like,
But we know 50 Cent don't just get over beefs.
Exactly. 50 is a petty motherfucker. Petty as fuck.
So not only does he not get over beefs, didn't he post a picture of or post a video of Rick Ross baby mama fucking, like, went in a sex tape or some shit?
Yes.
And then he took her shopping.
Took the kids to see Money Mayweather, all that shit.
And he doesn't like Rick Ross. Like, he genuinely doesn't like that nigga, right?
Yeah.
So on both accounts, as far as I'm concerned, fair play.
Okay.
Fair play. There are some people in your life that you genuinely don't like. It happens. And once, you know, in warfare, war ain't fair. You go to fuck in. And if that's a nigga you don't like and y'all never made amends, then fuck it. If that's how you feel, that's on you. Now, I will say that karma is a motherfucker.
Yep.
So, 50, you've been Teflon for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You've been Teflon, but your day gonna come. But if that's the energy you're putting out there, you know, stand with it, be by it, and all that good shit. But I don't see no harm, no foul, bro. If that's how you feel, go for it. I would never say no shit like that. I don't feel that way towards anybody. But there's some motherfuckers that I don't like that, you know, if they was on fire, I might spit on them and piss on them instead of pouring water on them. You know what I'm saying? I'm still gonna help put the fire out, but I might not work too hard to do that shit.
Damn.
But that's, you know, we missed that good ass hip hop beef. Motherfuckers genuinely didn't like each other.
But I mean, they're not even currently. Well, I guess they still beefing, and I guess the beef is still alive. But it was just like we've seen 50 and Fat Joe, you know what I'm saying, squash their beef. So why him and Rick Ross ain't? I guess it's still deeper than that. You know, niggas ain't letting it go. But I just feel like that was a little line. You know, he crossed the line right there. But I mean, you know,
once he posted the sex tape, there was pretty much no more lines. There's no more lines.
She moms, though. It's my wife. I can see the baby moms, like, who cares? Like, you know, I ain't with her no more, so you do what you want to.
That might be why it's not, why he ain't married. Because he's like, hey, this nigga 50, go fuck up my whole household.
Yeah.
I can't do that shit, and then he posts my wife. Now I got to go to jail for real. You know, I can't have them problems. What did the Twitter update say? What did Black Twitter say? Is Rick Ross alive?
Still alive. I keep sending people, sending up prayers. Nothing has changed with his, you know, no new news has came out. I'm going to check TMZ. I'm going to put TMZ Rick Ross in the search real quick just to make sure everything's still on the up and up.
Don't it sound real fucked up when the fat rappers start getting in shape and then they die?
Yeah, man. It was like it happened to Pun.
Like, God damn, man. Fucking Heavy D was losing weight. He passed. It's like, God damn, man. We trying to live better now. Your body just be like, nope, too late.
Yeah.
What was that, Menace to Society? Or was it Boys in the Hood? No, it was Minister Society. Sometimes you're doing too much to go on. And sometimes you're doing too much to go back. That's it, man. Be like, fuck it. It's over. Ah, damn, man. Hey, Ross, stay up, man. Go ahead and make some more 3.5-star albums.
Hey, man, he consistently made 3.5 albums. Consistent.
Hey, and then, hey, them beats, though, man. Them beats. Like I said last week, them beats, though. Yeah. Ain't too many people fucking with Ross on them beats, boy.
Beats are is impeccable, man. That's been one thing. He don't rap over whack shit.
You know nah, he might not be saying shit. It might be fettuccine, linguine, and all that shit. You might get that on every song. But them beats, nigga.
Man, Ross be having bars, man.
I mean, wait, he don't be saying shit, though. He be like, I'm sitting in my auto mirror or something. Like, just think.
like that nigga opens up a Macy's catalog. He opened up a Macy's catalog and be like, expensive, expensive, expensive. All right, I'm using all of this in my rap.
Queen Germ, everybody just walked in the building. Queen Germ.
Hi, people.
Hi.
I mean, she still ain't landing. She ain't sticking to landing, man.
Yeah, I know, never.
Like, damn.
Yeah. It just is like Ross would get on the track, he'd be spitting, but it's just like it's not telling the story in that. It's just a whole bunch of words. Go back and listen to him rapping.
He on that old Eminem. You know, how many words can I rhyme with Vicodin? Cool. I'm gonna use that in every song. That's what he does, man. I definitely have issues with Eminem on that shit. Right. That's it. Be like bars.
Sweeney.
Bars.
Yep, that's him.
I guess we're going to segue into this shit. It's not really a way to segue. We're just going to go into it. Is a woman proposing to a man a bad thing? Why did you put this shit on here?
Well, you know, I've been seeing it was a little meme. Well, not really a meme. It was a post on Facebook that sparked my, it was like 2018 women need to start asking men, like, why wait? Like, don't wait on the man. Go ahead and get your man. Like, ask him to marry him. And women were outraged. Oh, no, I would never. This. I don't understand women. You want to buck tradition all the time, but when it comes to a man asking you to marry, you're not willing to do that? Like, I don't get it. Like, if you really want to marry somebody, ask that motherfucker to marry you. If he dragging his feet or whatever the cause is, ask him to marry you then. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's a problem. I wouldn't look down on a woman to ask a man to marry her. I wouldn't.
So if Princess Germ asked the person that she want to be with to marry her, you wouldn't think nothing about it?
Nah, I wouldn't think nothing. If you want your man, go out there and get your man. Don't wait on him. Because you know how men is? No man wants to get married. You know what I'm saying? No man like, oh, no man ever sat there like, yo, I can't wait to get married. What man have you ever said that?
GQ Blue.
You know he's cut from a different cloth.
He is.
He's cut from a cloth landing 3,000 count thread counts and shit. He's different cloth, man. You know what I'm saying?
I give you that. He's about that life. But yeah, it's definitely like if we're talking about the norms, it's not the norm.
Man, yeah, no man wants to get married. I mean,
did you want to get married?
Yeah, I wanted to get married, but I mean, it was just like, I wasn't like jumping over joy, like, yo, I'm about to go get married. It was just like that day, the day I was going to get married, I was like, oh shit, man. I had butterflies like a motherfucker because I was like, this is it. Like, it's over.
Were you involved? Like, did y'all have a traditional marriage? Like, y'all had a wedding in the whole nine? Or?
I mean, nah, we had a good old fashioned down south shotgun with, but we did get married in the church.
So did you help any of that planning at all?
Fuck no. Just look. Okay, that day we got married, and it was the most informal. Like, you know, I dressed up a little bit. You know, we got married at the church. But we had a reception, like, months later. That's when we did the big old hoopla, dressed up in the tux and all that. We did all that. Now, I ain't had nothing, no planning to do with none of the shit. She just told me what colors to wear, and I just made sure I was there on time. That was it.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, when I decided to propose, it wasn't like, all right, this is what I've been dreaming about my whole life. I was like, all right, it's time to do the right thing. Here we go. Here's the ring. Do you, don't you? She started out trying to plan the wedding. I was like, look, if that's what you want to do, let me know how much I need to put in and let me know when to be there. And then after about a month, she was like, fuck this. I can't deal with the stress of it. And I was like, cool. Going to the Justice of the Peace. That's what I wanted to do. But yeah, usually guys, we just be like, all right. Not that we're not excited about you. It's the whole wedding forever shit. It's like, all right, here we go.
It is what it is.
You got married at the courthouse?
Oh, me?
No, I'm talking about.
You got married at the courthouse, all right?
Yes, sir. Went and got the fucking marriage permit that Friday. Got married the following Wednesday.
Yep, I went and got mine like the day before. And then, we went to the church, like, cause you know her people, they superstars at the church. So you know she asked the pastor to marry us. Like it was like a Thursday or some weird Wednesday or Thursday in the afternoon, about 12 o'clock. Like I left work that day. It was like, yo, like we get married.
Yeah, because for whatever reason, all my friends want to have big ass weddings. So I've been to a lot of weddings, and I'm like, okay, this was nice, but how much are you broke? And for how long for all this shit? How long are you broke for all this shit? Like, this is cool, but nigga.
I think they think they're going to get it back in gifts, so that's why they go extravagant, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got hit off with some, we had our little reception, you know, we got some nice little gifts and everything, but still, it was like, we probably spent maybe $400, you know what I'm saying, total on our whole marriage. I'm talking about everything, dress, tuxedo, you know, because we had like a little co-op type, everybody, you know, aunties and everybody cooking food, so we had ass of food, yeah. Somebody made a cake, like, we had the little punch, little church, man, we had everything, like a nice reception, you know, she got to wear a dress, I got to wear my tux, of course I had some Air Force Ones on, you know, I'm not dressing up in no fucking shoes, you know what I'm saying, no, I had black.
Okay.
I had black on, you know, black and white. Look like the niggas in the I Like the Way You Move video, the crowd pleases. I look like one of them. I swear to God.
I've seen, like, I got a friend right now. One of my boys is getting married, and he's going through the numbers. And I'm like, nigga, how much? Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm like, nigga, you damn near, you got commas.
Commas.
Commas. Like, oh, my God. Holy shit. And I know my boy, his wedding was so over the top. I know they did they shit at the Cotton Bowl.
Oh my God.
Like the park around that shit. They got a park and a whole reception. And I was like, oh my God, this shit. I know the amount of money you spent, bro.
What's the craziest thing you've seen at a wedding?
Probably the one that I went to in St. Louis. It was a friend of a friend. They had a fucking orchestra, bro.
Damn.
It was a 8-piece orchestra. And they pulled up in the, when they left, they had the horse-drawn carriage that looked like Cinderella.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they spent some cake. Mm. They spent some cake. Like, and when I say it was an orchestra, they had two different, I guess, groups. I don't know what they call them. But one group played for the beginning when everybody's being seated. They got the fuck up and rolled out. And then 8 more motherfuckers came in and played during the wedding.
Damn.
Boy, that's
a yeah.
That's
the
way to eat that.
Hey, look. Notice the kind of people Saray hang around. Told y'all Saray.
I said friend of a friend. I was just invited. I was the plus plus plus. Like, hey, you know, we're going to a wedding. You want to go? I ain't doing shit. Sure.
Hey, crazy.
I was tacky too. I showed up with a motherfucking buttoned up and some regular khakis on, and niggas was in that jeed.
King Germ style.
Yeah, I was like, oops, I didn't get the invitation, so I didn't know it was this upscale. I was like, holy shit, bro, they balling out in this motherfucker. Mm, yeah, that's some crazy shit.
I was at a
wedding. But as far as the question go ahead.
Okay. I was at a wedding one time. These people had fucking Jesus carrying a cross. Like, it was somebody that was dressed up look like Jesus. It was a black Jesus, of course. He was carrying a cross in. The nigga had on Tim's. Now, fast forward to the reception, the nigga playing Jesus was serving punch at the reception, nigga. That shit was so funny to me. I was like, hold on, that was Jesus right there. He's serving punch. So, you know, the whole joke the whole night was, I wonder, was it water first? And then, you know, so
niggas was in there. I like the fact that Jesus was serving the people. Like, that works for me. This I like that.
It's like the same nigga that was Jesus was out there serving punch. Nigga, it's like,
yeah, that life comes at you fast. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir.
At one point, you got to save the people. Next point, you got to serve the people. That's just how life goes sometimes, brother. As far as the women proposal thing, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Who cares? Who asks who?
Yeah.
At any point in relationship, somebody wants the relationship more. At any point.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really fucking matter. Like, y'all got to get over yourselves, man. All the people mad, were the people that were mad, were they all single?
Mostly. I would never. Right. I would never.
Please. And you never will with that attitude.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's crazy. And I was trying to tell them, like, yo, go out there. Don't let tradition stop you from getting a man. Like, because you want to marry somebody. You know, like I said, most men need a little nudging to get married. Ain't like I said, you ain't gonna never meet a nigga like, yes, besides GQ Blue, yes, I'm gonna get married. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, if we can go ahead and just go ahead and get into our hashtag Kings of Slander right here, you ask them who proposed, your mom or your father? First of all, my parents ain't married. Oh, okay. Well, call your dad and ask, would he have minded if you, well, I don't know where he is. Oh, okay. All right. It starts to make sense. I get it now.
Shit on existence.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like I was wrong, right?
Not really.
So let's get into this. I saw this story trending on Facebook, and I didn't want to look at it because I didn't believe it was real. And then you put it on the outline, and I see the link, and it's ABC News, so this is real.
In October of 2017, Baton Rouge, Louisiana police officer Christopher Manuel was speeding at 94 miles per hour in his 2007 Corvette on Airline Highway. And at the same time, another car, a 2002 Nissan Xterra, was turning left onto a side street at an unprotected green light, and the off-duty officer crashed into the Nissan. The officer, who Baton Rouge police say was not impaired by alcohol, was driving 94 miles per hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. The Nissan SUV flipped in the crash, which resulted in the death of a one-year-old child. Then, 4 months later, February 16th, the officer who was on paid administrative leave awaiting a pre-termination hearing was arrested for negligent homicide and speeding. And he ended up immediately posting the $15,000 bail. He was released the same day that he was booked. But then, on February 27th, the mother of the one-year-old child that died, Brittany Stevens, she was also arrested for negligent homicide as well as a seatbelt violation. And she ended up posting her bail of $3,600 and was released the following morning. And so both the mother and officer are facing punishment of hard labor for no less than 2 years and no more than 5 years, with no chance of parole, probation, or suspension of sentence. Now, at this point in the story, you may be wondering, why was the mother charged? She reportedly wasn't driving the Nissan. She was a passenger in the vehicle. She was also in the car that was taking a turn, not the car that was going 44 miles per hour over the speed limit. Well, to begin with, the car that has five seats allegedly had eight people in it, four adults and four children, and none of them were wearing seatbelts. And with that, all the adult passengers in the car were charged with violations.
Yeah.
Louisiana mother charged with killing her one-year-old daughter in a car crash that she didn't cause.
Nope.
So, did you already read the story? You up on what happened?
Yeah, I read some of the story.
Let the people know, man, what the fuck we're talking about right now.
All right, so what happened was the lady, her name, right?
Severa.
Her name was Brittany
Severia.
Stevens.
Oh, the baby was Severia. Jesus Christ. Severia? S-E-V-A-I-R. Severa. Ooh, all right. I'm not going to shit on the baby name. Rest in peace, baby. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Brittany Stevens, 20 years old, she was arrested in connection with a accident. The driver was identified as a 28-year-old off-duty Baton Rouge police officer, Christopher Manuel, was speeding when he crashed his 07 Corvette into her car. They said, buddy, was going like 90 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying? When he hit her car, boom. That car crash killed her baby. So they actually gave her a ticket they charged her with, what was it, manslaughter, some shit like that? Negligent homicide and a seatbelt violation in this whole deal. So now she's in jail because somebody ran into her car. And she wasn't even driving at the time. Somebody else was driving. So she was a passenger. Yeah.
She was a passenger in the car that got hit by an officer driving a Corvette.
Yes.
And she got a ticket and lost her baby.
Yes.
And then got arrested.
And charged with negligent homicide.
What did the driver of the what did the police officer get?
Let's see. What did they charge? He said paid leave.
Yeah. No, they got to go home.
Yeah. He said. So they said May was traveling 94 miles an hour when he struck the Nissan. He is currently on paid administration leave as he waits pre-termination hearing.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So this story too.
So then, what did the driver of the car that the Stevens were in? What did the driver get?
Let me see. What did she say? Does it say anything about her? They don't even mention her.
Very interesting. So it says the child was in the car seat, but it was not secured properly.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a 2002 Xterra. So they were in the truck and got hit by this Corvette going 94 miles an hour.
It made the car flip over. It made the Xterra flip over.
Yeah, because the Corvette got that slanted front, so it sounds like he ran into the back of her.
Mm. Damn.
This all fucked up. So, jeez, on top of losing your kid as the passenger, you got a ticket, you got arrested. This nigga's about to get paid leave because of the union laws. And you got to deal with possibly going to jail. Like, you're in a little cell, you're in a holding cell, but you might go away.
I mean, and so Manuel, who was the off-duty officer, he was charged with negligent homicide and speeding. How would me and him charged with the same thing?
Hey, they don't fuck around with them child seat laws. Like, that shit.
How am I charged with negligent homicide, and how is he charged with negligent homicide? Like, come on.
Both of y'all are negligent. Both of y'all are negligent. You're negligent for not having the seat fastened the proper way, which may have stopped her from having injuries. And he's negligent for doing 94 in probably a fucking 45.
My God. That's
so you're both negligent, but I understand. Like, that would be fucked up. Y'all are in jail. What you in jail for? Because somebody killed my kid. What the fuck? Mm. What? That's fucked up.
After he hit my car, how could you tell it wasn't strapped in properly? Like, I mean, my car flipped over. Like, what they saying? Like, it wouldn't have. Maybe she just had the car seat in the car and not strapped in. Maybe that's what it was.
Some of them shits are so intricate, bro. I don't even understand. I was with my boy and his daughter, and we were getting ready to leave, and I was holding her, and you know, I opened the back door. I was like, "Go ahead, put her in." I was like, "Nigga, I don't know how to do that here. You do that shit. I don't know the rules for this shit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be responsible for that. Here you go. It was fun hanging out with the baby. Y'all do that."
Yeah, I seen you all smile, baby. That's looking so all right, man. It's all in the kids, man. So let me ask you, man. Did you catch any fever that weekend?
Hey, it was close. I had to get her the fuck away from me, bruh.
Oh, man.
Because, like, babies usually is one way or the other. They either scream for bloody murder when they see me, or they're ready to kick it. Mm-hmm. And she was ready to kick it.
Oh, man. So
I was like, all right, so you already in the house. You know what I'm saying? You got this the right way. And she was playing the whole time. And I put my hands out. And she was like, nigga, I was waiting on you to pick me up. Let's roll. I was like, damn, this motherfucker here is the first time we done kicked it in the whole nine. But I was like, all right, she's adorable. She got to get the fuck away from me. I can't. I'm not doing it. What if I'm doing this and then this shit happens? Do you know what's all right with doing these streets, nigga? You ready to take my baby and it's a girl too? Especially if it's a girl. Oh my God. I'm going to jail, nigga. I'm going to jail, bruh. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to be like Matt. You know what I'm saying? Matt was distraught in prison because his kid. I can't do it, bruh. I'm not able. I know that's a punk ass answer. I'll be a punk ass. I am not ready for this world taking away our black kids. I'm not built for that, bruh. This shit right here would send me over the edge. I'd be on, what was that movie, Fallen?
With Michael.
He was going through the city just like, fuck it. Everybody go get this work today. Like, I'm gonna
get this birthday party, nigga. Like, yeah.
I'm dead ass, bro. I will shoot, kill, rob, pillage. I'm going to this birthday party. I don't need those problems, bro, at all. I can't do it. Let's go ahead and get this bullshit out the way because we are a music podcast. Fuck the comedy shit. We're a music podcast. This relates to music somewhat. Safari happened in 2018.
Whoa. Okay, well, we ain't gonna talk about that.
Let's just go ahead and get the clicks. Safari happened. I didn't click the picture. Now look. I didn't. So what happened was I saw the shit on Facebook. I was like, why is everybody talking about Safari? I asked my boy. He said, because he posted a thirst trap picture. That was enough for me that I'm not looking. Now, I'm a grown ass man. I've seen porn. All right. You understand that the shit you're going to see in porn, but I'm not going to click on a freebie. Look at me picture.
Yeah.
I'm not about that life.
Nah, if it has to be some a lady around. I'm not going. If it would have been like a Safari sex tape with Nikki, I would have watched. Or you know, any other girl. I'm not gonna just watch no nigga pull his meat out, bro. Like, you know, nah, bro. That's not. I don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not with the meat peeping. I will say that Tammy Roman's comment about the meat peeping was hilarious. I don't know why she's not doing stand up. This shit was funny. I didn't have to see the picture to get the comedy.
Yeah. I mean,
but now the flip side, go ahead.
I said, you know, all the ladies were going crazy and talking about, ooh, safari this, safari that. And I'm just like, ladies, y'all say that shit until it's a real one, a real fire hose in your face, and then you get scared. So y'all be wanting that smoke. But when the smoke come, y'all niggas got asthma. I'm telling you, man.
They really do, bro. It'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that buildup, and then you want to run? It's like, all right, like, you ain't shit. I'm never calling you again. I can't do it. A lot of people on Twitter was brave. We even had one of our I don't want to call her an avid listener, but she listens. She said that she was down for the challenge.
Who? You got to call her names, nigga.
She don't listen to it enough to know. Miss T. Lee says she likes challenges. She says she likes challenges.
Scared of you, Miss T. Lee. If you want to challenge, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm scared of you.
The descriptors were enough for me to say, okay, this must be some very imposing shit. When Tammy Robin said that shit had an elbow, I was like, wow, okay, well. I said, well.
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. I said, well, wait a minute. This shit. And y'all talking about y'all want to challenge that? Okay. I mean, if that's what you want. Miss Lunell, she said, hey, let's get it. She said Safari caller.
So Lunell, you fuck your whole ass up.
Yeah, you ain't want that problems, Lunell. I know you think you do, but you really don't.
It'll take your ass on up out of here.
Be the end. Lunell be up there kicking it with Richard Pryor. It'd be a wrap. It's fucking over. But now the flip side of this is that apparently, since the news was inundated with Safari and all this shit, apparently Nicki Minaj used to whoop that nigga's ass. This is the story that you're telling right now, Jerm.
That's what he said, not me. He came out and said she used to beat him up.
Damn. I don't want to say you were a batter, but you were an abused boyfriend. you were.
Well, let's talk about when you say abuse, what do you mean for people that might not know the ins and outs of their relationship?
Well, sometimes Safari couldn't leave the crib.
Get out.
Right
or
wrong.
Stop it.
I swear.
Stop it.
Look.
Can you tell him to stop exaggerating?
No, look.
I'm going to be real. This time when I got to LA and I'm like, yo, let's go out. He'd be like, I got to, let me see if I can run to the store right fast. I swear on everything.
Yo, this guy has good memory, yo.
Am I lying?
No, that's true.
He'd be like, yo.
Confirming that it's true.
He'd be like, all right, let me see if I can go to the store right fast. And then he would have to go to the store and come out. So he would have to be sheltered. He was damn, he was sheltered.
But it's because she was sheltered.
Right.
So it's like she's, you know, in her cocoon and it's like I'm there with her and I'm just like, it is what it is. I didn't really have a life outside of that.
And what made you, when it was finally over, what made you say, you know what, this is over? Because most people in that situation, whether it's women or men, they're so used to that, that no matter what it is, they fight and they stand by it to stay there because that's what they're comfortable with.
Yeah, I was really comfortable, but then the fights and stuff, it just was getting too crazy. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to the hospital. Yo, I'm backing up.
What were you fighting about?
Yo,
what were your issues?
It would like, and I usually never, ever, ever, ever say stuff, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just say this one thing, like this one time. It was like, you know, she wanted me to get like a bag for her. And
like a Gucci Chanel Hermes bag. Oh, you took a money bag.
No, like we were in the house. It's like, yo, go upstairs to get my bag.
Oh, go upstairs to get my bag. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's just the way it was said, I just was like, yo, I'm not gonna get it.
You're talking to me crazy.
You can't keep talking to me like that and just I'm not gonna go get it. Yo,
she called you a bitch ass nigga. She called me that a couple times before.
Who, me?
No. Oh. Nikki called me that a couple times before.
So I'm just like, all right. It takes a while to get over that.
Right.
Like people see me, like I wasn't, yo, it took a while for me to really have my confidence and be like, yeah, nah, boom, boom. That's why I was going to the gym so hard because I'm like, yo, I feel like shit. I got to do something to feel good about myself. Let me try and get a six pack.
So my question is, because fuck the details, right? The details aren't important.
Don't matter.
We know that women beat men around this country damn near at the same clip that men beat women. It just probably doesn't get reported because that's not the sexy narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know. Okay, Jern.
I still think women get thumped on more than men, but it's a man that they getting thumped on. We've seen videos, and we know you've probably seen a couple battered men. It's usually like the smaller guys that go with the bigger girls, like they get beat on the most.
You're talking about the ones that get reported. You've seen videos of big niggas getting slapped to sleep by these chicks, but who gonna report it? If you 6'3", 300 pounds, and your girl done beat the shit out of you, like, they did it was on Facebook, they did like a Me Too hashtag talking about what's the craziest thing you ever done to your boyfriend or your lover or husband. And women were going the fuck in.
Hey, I know you was like, yo, these some crazy bitches out here. I was like,
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I hit him with a car after he told me he wasn't gonna do this, so I hit him with a car. I was like, whoa! We can see your name, bitch. What's wrong with you? I put a gun on him after he came up late. Like, what are y'all doing? So these women are slapping these men up, but you can't be 6'3", 300 pounds going to the police saying, yeah, you know, my girl who 5'1", she punched me in my face 17 times. I didn't hit her back, though. You sitting there bleeding with, you know, you leaking and missing teeth. That ain't how it works, so these niggas don't tell.
But what can you do?
You got to do that, though. That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're supposed to do. But that's why the numbers look like they look, because these niggas not going and filling out reports.
Damn, niggas. Y'all got to start filling these reports out, man. Put these women.
Stop fucking report. With now crazy
you,
bitches.
Now you bitch me.
But you got to have something on record, man. I don't know.
But you bitch me.
Because Queen Jive thinks she could get away with killing me. She really feel like she was like, yo, I could get away with it. I was like, you're crazy. I said, if you ever think about, I like, you're going to jail. And I tell her this straight up. Like, you're going to jail.
The first thing they're going to look is the spouse. When, like, if you're married, the first person to look at is your spouse.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to tell. Then she told me, so I could just tell them you was abusive. I said, nobody's going to believe that. Like, nobody. You have no record of me being abusive. Like, nah.
But she could, I'm about to say, she could paint you in a pretty bad light.
Look, I don't know. But I got a lot of people that can paint me in a good light. I'm like, yo, call my nigga, Saul Ray. He'll tell you. He'll vouch for me.
As long as I'm not going to jail, nigga, I got your back. But the moment they threaten me with jail... threaten me with jail time, nigga, I'm going the whole opposite direction.
God damn.
Like, you know, if we find out it's not this way, we will lock you up. Well, that motherfucker used to whoop her ass. He did it on the show 17 times. I just didn't record it. Damn. I'm not going to jail, man.
I get that's all right, but you got to tell my story if I'm not here to tell it, man. You can't
I'll
just
tell
let
story at the obituary. If they threaten me with jail time, I'll tell it at the funeral. I'm not going to jail.
Damn.
Because, you know, once I know and I didn't tell, then I'm an accomplice. Nope.
Let me call her right now and see if she had. See, I want you to hear her. I want to put it on record anyway.
Shit, man. You going to fuck around and get her fired from her job. Don't do that.
No, I'm not going to, I'm not going to get it and see if she answers. She probably didn't answer.
On this episode of the Frocast, Germ tries to get his wife arrested.
Queen Germ, quick question.
Yes.
You're live on air. How do you feel about, Safari, he admitted that he used to get beat on by Nicki Minaj. Do you feel like that men should start reporting women that beat on them, just like women report men?
The way I look at it is, I feel like if a man is allowing somebody to beat on them, that kind of speaks to who you are as a man. I just feel like if somebody swung with you the first time, like, you should not be suffering continuously from an abusive relationship if you are a male. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I just think, I mean, even if you say you want to report people, you have the right to do what you want to do. But I just feel like you are... I mean, it just looks real weak if you're saying that you're in a relationship with a woman and a woman is beating on you and you're a man.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say, for instance, you hit me and I call the police on you. What then?
You are a pussy. Clearly.
Rock Jones called it from downtown Bay.
You can overpower me, so you won't let me swing on you so that you can call the police, because that's what you're doing. You're not getting beat up by me because I can't beat you up.
But what if I'm like, I'm not gonna hit you, and you just keep pow pow, you just keep punching me? And then, I call the police with a black eye.
Grab my hands and mush me or push me in a seat somewhere versus allowing me to beat up on you. I just think that you would be setting me up if you did that. Maybe that's personal for me, but I feel like, yeah, no, that's a weak move.
So ask this question, Jeremy.
You can't call the police on them.
Okay, so all right, I got to ask you a question.
So now if she hits you 20 times and you hit her back once, you steal the shit out of her, but she hit you 20 times to your one, is she going to the cops?
I mean, that might be y'all, that person's relationship. I don't feel like you should, I mean, if you...
No, answer the question. He said, if you hit me 20 and I hit you once, are you calling the police?
I mean, if I did that, no, because I would feel like it was warranted. But if you just straight hit me one day, then yeah, I mean, if I felt necessary, but more than likely, I would call my people and they'll deal with you, but I don't really do the police, so.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Just saying, hypothetically speaking.
Okay. Well, we just wanted to get a lady's perspective on this topic because we was real one-sided over here.
Well, the two of us were. Rock Jones called it.
Yeah, what'd you say, Rock Jones? What?
I said Rock Jones called it. He said you'd be a pussy. And that's the same thing she said, like verbatim.
Yeah. Because I mean, if you're a man, then you should be able to handle that one little hit and let her know that she needs.
Why should I have to handle that one hit though? Why do I have to take that one hit? Because I'm a man.
I mean, you
should be able to take that one hit because you're a woman.
Okay. what y'all need? Y'all already got a conference. You have to realize, as a man, that it's always going to be a double standard in this world. Mm-hmm. And we just have to be realistic about that. People can say equal rights all they want, everybody wants what they want. But the real deal is, at the end of the day, it can never be that way because there are roles that are specific for men and women. And that's just nature. You blame whoever the creator is in your mind if that's what you want to do. Because if you're a man, there are certain things that are inherently things that you have to be responsible for.
Like asking a woman to marry you. That's you wouldn't dare ask a man to marry you, would you?
No, I would not.
Why not?
Because I feel like when people can get all into all that other stuff, but for me, it is not just the tradition of it being done, it's the fact that the man has a role. When you ask a woman to marry you, you are saying that I vow to take care of you, to respect you, to protect you. A woman ain't got no business protecting and respecting them. I mean, not to say respect, you do respect them, but you're not supposed to be protecting and taking care of a man. That's not what you're signing up for. So that's the reason why the burden or the responsibility is on that man to ask the woman, because that's where the responsibility lies. The man is supposed to be the head of the household, and, you know, there are certain things that are required of you. You can't just get away from your responsibilities because everybody want to be these new age broads talking about they ask a man to marry them. They crazy, because now you done put yourself in a situation that is not, you know what I'm saying, quite right, because then when a nigga taking advantage of you, then you looking stupid. But you set it up like that. You set yourself up for failure.
Damn, so ain't no hope for Oprah, because ain't nobody protecting, ain't nobody providing for Oprah, so ain't no hope for her ass. This shit's over.
It is over for her. If she had a man who was going to be with her and they wanted to vow to be together, yeah, financially she can do whatever she want to do, but it's still the point of having somebody who's willing to be with you through thick and thin. It's just the fact that you got to take that responsibility to say, yes, I'm stepping up to the plate. Yeah, I mean, for her, I feel like, you know, she done played around with this man all these years. They might as well be together.
Yeah. That nigga probably won't have.
I mean, people, I mean, everybody feel the way they feel about that, but I think that's pussy too. If you a man, ain't no need for you to be leeching off of nobody.
But she's a billionaire.
Yeah, like
exactly, but that's still a punk move. Like, no, you have gotten the benefits of being with Oprah for all these years. If you got to bow out gracefully, please do so. Exit stage left.
So you're saying that you don't think that he proposed at all? You think he just lamping up and chilling?
I mean, I don't know what they're doing, but if that's the best that she can do, and she's a billionaire, I wouldn't look so highly to her for no type of relationship advice. Because she can't even secure the deal. Like, what are you playing for?
So y'all heard it here first. Queen Germ said that Oprah is abusing Stedman.
Yep.
I did not say he was abusing.
You know about Oprah? Queen Germ said
that he might just be a sex slave or something. I don't know.
Oh Lord.
Stedman might be slinging that pipe. Stedman might be out there piping her down.
Oh my goodness. Mm. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, thank you, Queen Jerry. We know you got business to do with the YPD and all that. We appreciate your insight on this topic. And, yeah, so we'll let you go.
All right, y'all. Take care.
All right.
Peace out, Queen Jerry, everybody. Queen Jerry, the queen of standards, coming to add some levity to the topic. Ladies, if you actually listen to the forecast and you made it this far without calling us all out of our name and leaving suggestions and shit like that, good for you. If you got a man in your life that you like and you love and you want to be married to, propose that dude.
Yeah,
and don't let you be ready for it. Now, don't. I wouldn't suggest being like old girl on Facebook that tried to do that shit in the middle of the mall, and the dude rejected her and rolled out with the ring. Did you see that shit?
Damn. Yes.
Damn. She got down on the knee with the ring and proposed, and he kind of rocked his head back like, "Oh my God!" He's like, "Are you serious?" And he's like, "Stand up." And she's like, "Hold on, like this ain't you ain't answer yet." And he took the ring from her, and he was like, you know, holding her hand, and he dipped.
Damn.
She started crying. She started crying like, you know, somebody stole your bike. She was crying like that.
He probably was mad. Like, yo, I was going to ask you to marry me, like, next week, man. Like, you messing up my thing, man. Like, what is you doing? You thirsty-ass woman? Thirsty as hell.
You just said that it's okay for that to happen. Now you saying that she's thirsty?
I'm just saying what his thing was.
Oh, okay.
He was like, yo, I was gonna ask you. Like, you didn't beat me to the punch, and that's probably why he walked out.
Yeah, but he took the ring. That nigga ain't shit.
He took the ring, and he was just like, yo.
That nigga ain't shit. Ladies, make sure your man, I mean, look, men ain't shit in general, but make sure you ain't got an ain't shit thief that you're trying to propose. Yeah. That's all I can say. Let's get into this goddamn TV talk. I didn't see Atlanta. You can ruin it for me if you like to.
Oh my
I'm gonna
God.
Watch it. I just didn't get time to watch it.
Sorry, that was like one of the best episodes of Atlanta, man. They had. You gotta watch that shit. Sorry, shit was fucking amazing.
I'm gonna watch it, man. I was on the road. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get time to sit down and watch it, but I'm gonna watch it.
Cat Williams stole the show. I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there. He plays Earn and Paperboy's uncle. You know what I'm saying? And he, aka the Alligator Man. And you know what I'm saying? So his Earn's the uncle allegedly had kidnapped his girlfriend, and you know what I'm saying? So he was just going up to the house to make sure everything was all right. And that led to the police coming to the house. And I mean, it was a great episode, Atlanta. One of the best. I mean, great start off to the show. The fucking robbery scene at the beginning of the show was random as fuck. Amazing. let's see what else happened. I mean, that was basically all that happened this episode. I mean, you just got to see it. The Alligator Man, though, man. Then they had a fucking Florida Man was on there, though. That was the fucking jewel, like one of them jewels of the show, Florida Man. You know who Florida Man is, don't you, Saul, right?
I do not.
Florida Man, just go meet Florida Man. You know, Florida Man does this. You know how the newspaper always read, Florida Man did this.
Oh, okay, so they use that. Yeah, they're really good at that kind of shit. I got you.
Yeah, they use Florida Man. Like, Florida Man was a crazy motherfucker. He was fucking flamingos, eating people's faces, doing all kind of shit. Florida Man was a
God damn. I'm with that. I can definitely check that out. I'm going to watch it. I just ain't get around to watching it. Atlanta's one of my favorite shows, so I'm definitely in and on board on that shit. Black Lightning. Did you watch the last episode?
That was the one when the daughter and Black Lightning got to fighting.
Yeah, we've kind of reached critical mass at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know how many more episodes y'all got, but this is starting to feel like fucking Power. It's starting to like this shit is about to be over. This is the end of the season and shit. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but now we got Black Lightning and I think that her name ends up being Thunder on the show. Her superhero is Thunder. She shows up to save her mom, gets shot in the chest and shit by the gun, throws somebody's ass across the desk, whoops the other dude's ass. Black Lightning shows up thinking that she's the person that's trying to kidnap his wife, and they get into it. Now, why didn't she tell him that she was there to help? First of all, I thought that they knew he was Black Lightning.
I thought they knew that, too.
Like, I could have swore that they were talking about, you know, that
they were aware of it. Like, you're going to make him put on the costume again. Like, that was the first episode.
Yeah.
I thought, but apparently not. Unless maybe she was feeling herself.
I think that's what it was. I was like, but don't she know that that's her dad? And don't, you know, like, that's why. And that was a weird scene right there.
It was weird. And then after, you know, after she got her ass whooped and she wakes up at home in the bed.
Outfit. Hey, she was fine as hell in the outfits, all right.
I think that outfit got butt pads. She don't look like she packing like that. But then when she put on the outfit, she on swole. So when she wakes up in the bed after getting her ass whooped, she looks up and he's got on the Black Lightning outfit without his glasses. And now she knows that it's dad. Like, them glasses really throw people the fuck off. Like, at least she got a wig.
Yeah. Nigga, at least change his beard up to a lightning bolt or some shit. Something, change it up, man. It's making me angry. Like, the nigga look just like the nigga. Oh, he, man, come on, bro. Change, put the damn T-Pain voice on, and then it's, he different.
He got the Saul Rack voice from last week. That's it. And now all of a sudden, we don't know who he is. I can't tell. There's another 6'1", 220-pound black dude running around with the same facial makeup. But I can't tell. It's a different guy.
Exactly.
I'm waiting on him to answer the cell phone without the voice on and fuck it all up. Because, you know, when he answered the Black Lightning cell phone, he got the dub on. Hello. But when he, like, if it's the other phone, he'd be like, yeah, what's going on? I'm like, Black Lightning? Sorry. I'm waiting on that shit to happen. We got to see your boy, Mr. Paralyzed. I don't know his name. He's not important, but he's important now because Tobias is apparently getting into him and going to make him some kind of supervillain, which I think we called that.
You going to let him walk?
Yeah, before Tobias showed up to his room, we kind of called, like, all right, this is going to make him a supervillain. Motherfucker can walk and be strong again. But the episode was just, it was just a little extra for me. I like it. I love the blackness in this shit. But this one episode with the motherfucker. Yeah, mother,
it, I mean, it got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, man. Black Lightning.
Damn.
100%. Yes.
But how many people rated? Like, is that one person?
That's why, but still, 100%. Like, that's amazing.
I mean, but, you know, it might be some hotep ass niggas that flooded it after seeing, Black Panther. They might have just said, yo, let's just wrote up all the black shit.
Bro, them hotep niggas be tripping.
Yeah, the hotep niggas is funny as fuck.
Them niggas tripping, bro.
But, you know, if for whatever reason, if you're not watching this, unless you plan on binging when the season's over, there's really no reason for you not to watch this. If you watch Black Lightning, I mean, if you watch Black Panther and you feel all Wakandaized and all this shit, and you black and proud and your fist is up in the air and you wearing the beads and all that shit, check out Black Lightning. The shit is black as fuck, and it come on every week.
Yep. And it's on the Black Network, CW.
Well, it's coming back to being black. I mean, they was black as fuck when they first started, and then they abandoned us.
Then they had a frog and shit. That was one of the frog, right?
Yeah, that's when it went bad. Right? Once they started bringing the frog, that's when the shit was going downhill.
Come on, CW, UPN.
Oh, UPN? But yeah. They have the frog, right, though? That's
no, that's WB.
That's WB, yeah, okay.
This shit got all changed around. I think, but it wasn't it the same network. It just changed the name several times.
I think WB started. It must have been WB. Then it turned to UPN. Now CW.
UPN was the last name. Yeah.
Okay.
Because that shit was all black. It was black as fuck when it first came out. Once it started being successful. Yeah, and then it was Eddie, like, all right, let's.
Eddie, whatever the outer space show was on that shit.
Yeah, that shit. Malcolm and Eddie, outer space.
Shows on that motherfucker.
Man, once the motherfuckers got successful, they were like, all right, we up off this shit. Speaking of successful, The Shy. We got to see our boy returned. And now he's got. Look, when that nigga came out his closet, bruh. What's his name? His name is James, right?
Yeah, I was talking about the cousin.
Yeah, the cousin, the most eclectic man in TV.
Hey, then
they sit there talking about business deals, and this Asian man just walks about the goddamn pantry in the kitchen. He's like, "He live in your closet?" Yeah, man, yeah. I gotta have multiple sources of income.
And look,
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
And he starts speaking Mandarin.
Wait, no, he told him he spoke Mandarin before, right?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I think when they was doing the yoga shit before, he was speaking Mandarin. But still, at the same time, this is the most eclectic nigga in the world. I don't understand this dude. I don't get it. It's kind of the running joke now at this point, because he knows everything. This nigga's a genius. And on this episode, I think he said he got like an 1190 on the SAT.
You know, some shit. 1460 or some shit like that.
Oh, well, shit. I mean, there you go. That motherfucker's not playing around. What did you think about this episode? You know, the return to Jericho. I also got a hot take for you later on. What did you think about this episode? Ronnie finally gets healed.
Hey, Ronnie finally sees a hood doctor, this fucking junkie doctor. Just motherfucking goddamn outdoor style, pour some salt and some little mixture with alcohol and betadine and all that shit.
This motherfucker put a goddamn...
Man, I was just like, yo, this shit
is... First of all, the fact that I don't even know what to call him, Mr. Voodoo. I don't even know what to call it, nigga. The fact that he had a doctor just in the other room chilling.
Yeah, a junkied out doctor. Like, yo, he's like, he said he wanted a doctor, he was something else, wasn't he?
No, he wanted to be radiologist.
Oh, he wanted to be a radiologist. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but his ass was a doctor. He's like, here's some drugs, fix him now, and you get the rest later. Mm. And that motherfucker went to work. He went to patching and pouring shit on there and all kinds of shit. So now they done sat here after he healed him. We all sharing stories and shit. And they look over at the doctor after a bit, and he's done.
Dead.
Doctor done OD'd. I mean, that's probably going to happen if you're taking a bottle of any pills and tequila. You're probably going to fucking die.
Yeah.
So now Ronnie, who all of a sudden after this little remedy after 24 hours is strong enough to help carry this dead man to the car, and he does the right thing. It was like the full circle. He dropped him off at his folks' house so they could actually see him and get closure. But you can't look. I'm already poking holes. The car showed up at the house with the dead body in the back seat, and you blew the horn. Your fingerprints all over that bitch.
All over the motherfucking car. I was like, nigga, and I'm pretty sure you got a record, Ronnie, because they done ran you downtown already. So, yeah, you're going to get caught for this one, Ronnie. I was like, because you would have been better off just leaving him somewhere else and calling his people or something.
Just set the car on fire, motherfucker. Like, if you're going to be out there with them niggas, just set the car on fire. But I understand you want to do the right thing. You could have dropped the body and kept the car.
That would have been wrong thing to do.
There's no right. It's a dead nigga. There's no right thing to do. The nigga died next to you with your gunshot, ODing on illegal drugs. There's no right thing to do. All this shit is fucked up.
Right.
All this shit is fucked up. But I know the thing that you don't do is drive a car and drop it off at the house with your naked hands.
I mean, that nigga, I was just like, he touching all over everything. I was like, yo, I watched him touch the doorknob, stand. I said, this nigga is crazy. Oh, my God.
And then stole the wallet. You got the wallet.
Hey.
That's all bad. It's all bad. I still don't quite understand what the fuck is going on with your nigga Quentin.
Hey, Quentin, like I said, that was his son that got shot. That's why he cares so much. That was his son.
Oh.
So that's that, you know what I'm saying? So that's why he wanted to know about the basketball. He, I remember at the cookout when he seen Tracy. He was like, what's up, Tracy? She looked at him like, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
So she the mother of both them kids?
She the mother of the basketball player that got shot. That's her son. The initial murder that started all the other murders, that was her son. Jason.
Oh, that's right, because then the other kid belonged to old girl. Okay.
That was just like, you know, Ronnie was messing with Tracy, and, because Quentin was going to Cuba. So, he wasn't around.
Wow. You done blew my mind. Oh, shit. Damn.
And so that's what his whole deal is. That's why he's trying to find out who dropped him. And so when he ran up on, what's your boy name? Jay's big brother. Reggie, okay, yeah. When he ran up on Reggie, you know what I'm saying? Well, Reggie ran up on him first and caught the drop on old Sonny. Sonny was still alive, man. I was like, yes. So he must just bust Sonny in the head.
Yeah, he clubbed him. This nigga ain't no killer. Reggie ain't no killer. He talked tough. He ain't no killer.
Yeah.
Because you should have popped Sonny just to get to Quentin. If your boss came in and whooped your ass like that, Sonny should be dead.
Yeah.
But instead, you left him alive and shit. Quentin done got you. Now, Quentin got him in a trick bag.
Mm-hmm.
Ambitious. Go ahead.
What you gonna do? You either gonna be on my team or you gonna die. You and your brother gonna die. fucking with your boy. Because he was trying to tell him that his boy fucking with the police. But then, didn't Reggie say kind of like the police, they on the payroll or something?
I think he alluded to that shit before. But I don't think that he knew that old boy was meeting with the cops behind his back. Yeah, I don't think he knew that shit. So when he saw that Quentin knew that shit happened, he was like, what? Like, oh, shit. So I really, like he said, you disposable, nigga. He didn't say disposable. He said you expendable. But disposable sounds so much better. You're disposable. Like, shit. So now what you going to do? Here's my hot take.
Hey, Quentin Hairline, though. That's my hot take. Quentin Hairline. I was like, God damn. That shit was bothering me that whole scene. I was like, put that motherfucking hat back on. Nigga, I was like, you need a polish? I was just like, whoa. Like, that shit, man, that shit was funny. Man.
He should look like RoboCop when he took the helmet off.
That shit was fucked up, nigga. I was just like, man, please. Wow.
The hot take, Papa's gonna die.
Papa, man. I don't think Papa's gonna die, man.
Papa's gonna die.
Papa cannot die, bro. You think he'll catch a straight bullet behind Jake? You think that's what's gonna happen?
I think it's gonna be some shit around with him and Jake because he already not fucking with Kevin. He not fucking with Kevin no more because Kevin got secrets. Friends don't keep secrets. He gonna fuck with Jake because he's still trying to save Jake. And that shit gonna go bad and Papa gonna get killed. Anytime you see in a movie when a nigga walk away like that with his back to the camera, that's usually the end. That shit happened to Ricky. That shit gonna happen to him.
Damn, man. No, not Papa, man.
Papa gonna get popped. Because the next person that's died has got to be somebody that we care about that can change the story. It can't be just a rando. And Papa's a good enough supporting character because he's a good guy. You know what I'm saying? He's got ties to Kevin, who actually shot somebody. He got ties to Jake, who acted like he wanted to shoot somebody. Papa the nigga that's got to go. Have we seen his parents?
No, I don't think we've seen Papa's parents yet.
We don't know where the fuck Papa come from, bruh. Papa just out there.
But he come Papa's from a good home.
Right, well, he's the smartest nigga on the block.
Have we ever seen Papa at home?
I don't think we've seen Papa's parents, dog. He's the smartest nigga on the block. Mm-hmm. We don't know who his parents are. Now, I could get that part wrong. I could be wrong about that, but it don't matter. Don't change my opinion. That nigga's gonna die.
Damn.
Papa don't go. What else happened on this episode? We got old boy got his truck. So now.
Yes. Okay, where is he gonna get money to fix his truck up? That must be the house money he gonna use to fix the truck up.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it's gonna happen. So when James hooked him up with the truck, he's gonna use the money that he signed off on the house now. To be sold, he's gonna use a house money to get that work done. And now he's gonna have the taco truck. I guess he's gonna hire the nigga that stole the fish. I'm not hiring the thief.
Yeah.
not hiring the thief. He already showed you who he is. He also helped you get robbed before. I'm just saying, it's not the smartest look.
I mean, shit. Damn. You're right.
But you gotta have a chef, right? You gotta have a chef. And he said them tacos was on point. So you gonna, Jeremy, would you break bread? With the nigga that robbed you because he can help you make some more money. Everybody over in Jeremy's spot is coughing. The dog is coughing. Jeremy coughing. Everybody's dying.
I don't know, man. I don't think I could, man. Because, you know, that's like, nah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. It wouldn't be smart to do it. I just couldn't do it. I mean, even though you had his back, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you said last week. He just didn't seem like Buddy had his back in the whole robbery situation. So, like, you even had his back and got lost your job because you want to protect him. But, so, yeah, I don't know. That might be a flaw for Brandon right there.
That's it.
If he fuck with Buddy, the shit going to fail. That's how we're going to see it.
Yep. And now the other thing is that we haven't seen old boy from the corner store anymore either.
Which one? The ones that Emmett worked for?
No, the one that helped him get the shoes, the one that helped Emmett get the shoes. So his storyline, where the fuck did he go from all that money? Because he said the money wasn't his. He done disappeared. You got Brandon coming around with a truck. Somehow these niggas going to interact, and I don't know what it is. Because he got to get that money back.
You're right.
And Brandon needs some money. That nigga might get involved, but I don't know why he disappeared like that. It just seemed a little weird to me that he vanished. Oh, girl, fine ass mama. Done lost her job. She then got fired.
Oh, you talking
what
about
the fuck is her next move?
Hey, I don't know. She still went by old buddy grandma house, and you know, like I thought she was about to rob her or something. Now she about to steal that old money.
Why would she rob her, bro?
That's what I thought she was about to do. I'm like, you lost your job, so you don't work for them no more. So, you know, why are you still showing up? And I thought she was about to go hit a little money up. Like, she about to steal from that old lady. But the good thing she did come, the house about to burn up.
Yeah, she's about to kill herself in that episode. Grandma was going to be gone. We got to see Ronnie turn his life over to Allah.
Yep, Ronnie, that was powerful. That was like, you know, it was a moving scene, man. Common little dull ass. He made it, you know, I was just like, Common, man. His acting is I guess he was supposed to be that jail nigga, but that just seemed like that's just how Common acted every role. You know what I'm saying? But that shit was funny.
Common is Common is most comfortable dancing on stage and rapping. Anything outside of that, that motherfucker sounds like a robot.
He's just like, come on, my brother. I danced with it. I had to see the record. Let go of that work. I was just like,
I didn't come here for this. What did you come here for? Like, all right, Common. All right, let's go ahead and cry and hug it out, nigga. Okay. So now Ronnie's drunk, homeless ass, who's been walking around with a bullet in his gut for a week, is going to be walking around with a motherfucking kufi on. That's what we're supposed to believe now?
Hey, man. Change his life, man.
Because ain't nothing left.
Yeah.
You done been around, you done lost your son, and you done been around, you've been involved with two people getting killed. that's gonna break you down to the brake pads, nigga. Like, your life is in shambles, dog. You damn near died. You done been involved with two niggas getting killed, and you lost your son. You need to start making better decisions. I can tell you that shit for sure. What else we got on here? Go ahead.
Oh, did you watch 60 Days In?
Okay, so I watched 60 Days In, and I am so absolutely positive, without a doubt, that this show is fake as fuck.
Okay.
It's fake as fuck, bruh. Now your boy, what's his name, Johnny? The little Mexican dude, what's his name?
Yeah, that's Johnny.
So now he ready to get into a fight? That's what we doing now? Now you ready to fight a nigga over disrespecting a woman that's a prison guard?
Hey, Johnny, but you gotta understand, these niggas used to getting pussy. So you just threw these niggas, they ain't getting pussy no more. So they kind of built up, man. They kind of built up. The jail niggas, they you know, they going through the motions. But these regular niggas, man. So yeah, them niggas, like, Johnny was ready. He was like, you don't respect no woman like that. He said, she took me back to my dad talking to my mom. I was just like, God damn.
So, but you want me to believe, out of all the shit you've been through for damn near 60 days in prison, that the thing that set you off and ready to fight and risk it all was him talking to a guard? That's what did it? And then you sold us on the story that it happened to my mom and just took me back to... Come on, bro. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Your girl, Angele.
Yeah.
Is she going to be the one that gets this shit shut down?
It looks like it. Cause she's
doing the most.
Like I said, she Jay reading it out, boy. I mean, they a real live couple.
You know what I'm saying? She is giddy and in love with this shit, nigga.
I mean, come on, like, different hairstyles. Look, I noticed different hairstyles, man. Like, so many different hairstyles throughout the goddamn show. Like, she had a twist, the braids, Stephanie hair. Like, just notice the hair, but that shit's so funny.
I know, they got a fucking beautician in there. Like, are y'all sitting around doing hair, or are you bringing people in?
When you get out of jail, you better not come back. You better start doing somebody here, because you got a lot of hours in here doing these motherfucking hair over and over again.
Mm. I mean, you must have got locked up for some tax shit, because you could do the shit out of some hair. Somebody braiding the fuck out of the women's hair over there.
Yeah, but this episode was kind of slow. It really too much happened, man. You know what I'm saying? Matt, he came, gave his little exit thing, you know. He was all emotional, like, oh, just selling out on Tebow. He was like, yeah, Tebow. And you know what I'm saying? That shit was funny. And then,
I'm so sick of Matt, though, bro.
Yes,
Matt, if you don't do anything, if I've got any say, you've got to stop it. Sit your melodramatic ass down, Matt.
My son would be safe. Once I saw that he wasn't, I was out of there.
Matt, really think he got them hands. Matt really acts like, yo, I'm afraid that if I punch somebody, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, don't like, put me out there. Like, they,
come on, man.
Like, he got the glow or something, nigga. Like, he Bruce Leroy or something. Like, that nigga, like, he showing up. Like, you should have, like, he was going to hurt any nigga he touched.
Andrew was talking shit. Andrew's like, I guess I'm glad he's out because nothing was happening over here with me.
Right, that shadow boxing. Then they got that shadow throwing phantom shit.
Like, somebody your ass down, man. You ain't gonna do shit.
I could do some serious damage to this guy. He just doesn't know. Man, whatever, Matt. Man, whatever.
This shit is too much. Like, I understand that everybody in prison ain't tough. Just nobody everywhere is tough. And somebody can out there whoop ass. Okay, but goddamn, Matt, you ain't gonna just come in from the goddamn hardened streets of Utah and come in here and be able to whoop prisoners' ass this Bloods. You just bro. Not.
What about when they went in that room and lumped Buddy up, bro? I was like, God damn. Man. Like, yeah, man. The Allen room made a crazy motherfucker. He was like, yo, I'm going to fight tomorrow. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight. That nigga, as soon as they hit the doors, that nigga walked in that room. Nigga went there and got beat up. Nigga came in there lumped up. Nigga, I was like, God damn, nigga.
His eye was closed, bro.
I was like,
he came out there with the Forrest Whitaker eye. I said, oh, shit.
Damn. I was like, damn, nigga. He walked out like shit
you
was
got your ass. You got your ass whooped. If your eye immediately swells, you got your ass whooped.
He
looked like it was, yeah, it looked like it was a week after the fight or some shit. No, nigga, that was just, you came out like that.
Yes, sir.
Like, God damn. Allen damn near lost his shit. You know what I'm saying? He was ready to go. He was crying hard body in the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. He was scared, nigga. That crazy motherfucker had him shook.
Yeah, that really, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, what else can I do? What else is there for me to learn? Yeah. Like, okay, but then he goes from that shit to trying to buy drugs.
Yeah.
I think he going to be the one to get it set up. Once this nigga start trying to buy drugs, like, okay, we got to shut this shit down. This nigga, you trying to become a drug kingpin. We got to get you the fuck up out of here.
Mm. I mean, say he going to try to learn and let him know how it's getting in, but yeah, whatever, he'll get caught up. Like, Nate, like, he know the game already.
Not only does Nate know the game, Nate ain't had no issues.
Mm-mm.
Nate ain't had no trouble. The only trouble he had was about that fucking, his tablet or some shit.
Yeah.
That was it. He had no more issues. Bushi ain't had no more issues. I thought for sure Bushi was going to get his ass whooped. I just knew that nigga was gonna get his ass whooped. He loud. He think he know everything. I figured he was gonna get his ass whooped, but somehow he made it. I don't know. So we got another episode to watch this shit. They got to be coming to the end.
Yeah, it's got to be like episode 10. So I'm pretty sure they got maybe two or three episodes left.
And one of them gonna be the recap. But you know, if they supposed to be cutting this shit short, like you said, I don't know what's gonna go on with your girl, but. And she's acting like, and that's what I don't like about her either, is that she plays like she's always got something else to hide. Like she knows more than everybody.
Yeah.
Talking about Angel. She acts like she knows more than everybody. So they're talking to her about being the love of Gabrielle's lover. And she said, so what are you going to do when she finds out that you're not who you say you are? You're like, how do you know she doesn't know? And you're like, did you tell her? No. Maybe. Who knows? No, I didn't tell her. Maybe I did. Like, okay, sit your ass down. This is the most. You doing the most. But she was ready to fight. Did you see her get ready to fight, old girl?
Oh, yeah. I seen her. I'm like, you don't want no smoke, Angela.
She was ready to get it in, but where is Lyric? That's my question. Fuck everybody else. Where's Lyric, bro?
Niggas, where's Lyric? Yeah, she's gone, man. Lyric must have got transferred to another dorm or something, man.
You can only have one dominant stud in the pod at a time?
Yeah, can only have one.
Because we ain't seen Lyric. We ain't seen Swole. I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, like I said, because they didn't really show nobody no other dorm because, you know, they were just like the after effects of the party.
Which was way too much. That was way too much, bro. What else we got on this motherfucker? It was something else I was supposed to watch, and I think that's what you got on here now.
Killing. Watch 7 seconds.
7 seconds. I need to watch that, too. Let me make a note. I need to watch 7 seconds. I know I'm going to watch Atlanta because that's on my list. All right. What is The Killing?
The Killing is just some show I started watching on Netflix. It's like 4 seasons, so it's a nice binge. It's about this girl gets murdered in, you know, in Washington. One thing I noticed about this show, it rains every motherfucking, goddamn, it rained a lot in fucking Washington. I couldn't live there. And then another thing, what part of Washington is this in and what year? Because everybody got flip phones. Nobody has a smartphone. Everybody's phone is flipping. And I was like, this can't be current, like, because this shit is ridiculous. Like, what year is this in? Because too many flip phones. But it's a pretty good show so far, man. I'm on like episode 12 or 13. I think it might be season finale. So yeah, it's wrapping up. They just found out who the killer was. Ah.
I know that at one point, I don't know, you know, when it was. I know that at one point, if it's Seattle by any chance, they had the highest rate of suicide because they don't get to see the sun and shit. Like, niggas is depressed like a motherfucker. So the fact that you mentioned the rain, that might be where the show is. So this is a different one than the one that was on AMC? Apparently there's two shows.
It might be the same one. I don't know what channel came on. I just see it on Netflix. It might be the one that was on AMC.
I might have to check this shit out too. I don't know if I'm, you know, four seasons. This sounds like a very dark, like this ain't no comedy. This is a drama. I ain't gonna make no promises.
Yeah, man, you don't have to watch this, all right? I'm just, you know, I put on that shows that I'm watching, you know, let's just put that on there.
I gotta watch 7 Seconds, though.
You gotta watch 7 Seconds. About, you have to watch that. You have to watch
that. Regina's in that shit. I'm watching that shit for sure.
You're letting her down.
I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
Yeah, eyes get better over time. I mean, you know, it seemed like her eyes got lighter.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they got contacts and shit. You can do what you gotta do.
Oh, okay.
Keep it 100, man. What you got for the people today?
100.
Hey, man, I'm gonna keep it 100, man. Wrote it down. Basically, man, don't compare yourself to your peers, people. People like, you know, I know certain people feel like they're not where they're supposed to be in life because they look around at people in their age groups and their brackets and like, yo, this nigga doing that or this person doing that and I'm here, I'm there, I'm not where I'm supposed to be, I ain't do this, I ain't do that. Man, stop doing that, man, because as long as you're true to yourself, and you doing what you need to do and moving in life the way you need to move, you know what I'm saying? Your blessing's going to come. It might not come tomorrow. It might not come next year. It might come 2-3 years down the line. But you just got to keep your motherfucking attitude positive and keep your nose down and keep grinding, man. Live life the right way. Treat people the right way. Good things will happen, man. Don't be mad because, you know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I've been out of school for a while, and I noticed some of my peers are a little further advanced than I am. You know what I'm saying? That don't make me sad or nothing. It's just, you know, I'm happy for them, and maybe it's going to come to me a little later, but eventually it's going to come. So just know that it's going to come one day. Just keep grinding. Don't get upset. Don't give up. Keep moving.
That's a great fucking message. I have nothing else to add to that. That is perfect. I guess if I could add anything, it would be that if you're looking at social media, it allows us to compare our stories to niggas that are finished. Yeah. A lot of times you're comparing your shit to people's finished product, and that's not accurate at all. So what Jerm said is pertinent and important and right on point, man. I got nothing else to add to that shit. I also have a loser for this week. I don't have any winners. I have a loser.
Loser.
My goddamn self. I went to Top Golf this weekend, and Top Golf reminded me how old I really was. Oh my God, nigga. It felt like I did the most strenuous workout. I woke up the next morning like, was I in a car accident? I didn't do shit but swing a golf club for an hour.
People say golf, people play golf, not athletes, man. That shit is a torque on your body, man.
If you think you're not an athlete, first of all, go out there and try and hit that fucking ball. That's going to be your first mistake. The second mistake is going to be once you finally get in the groove and you tired, and your ass wake up the next morning in pain, fucking foot hurt, back hurt, leg hurt. I was like, Jesus. And I go to the gym all the time. But that golf shit is a whole nother ball of wax. I'm my own loser this week. Who you got for your winner this week?
Winner.
My winner, man, is easy. It's all right for piecing together that show last week, doing what y'all had to do. People, y'all have no idea. The finished product. I mean, even though, you know, we
apologize. That was the best it was going to get.
Yeah, that was the best it was going to get me. We apologize for that last week. So they my winners for piecing that together. And also,
winner.
this New Orleans chef is charging white people twice as much to eat at his restaurant than people of color. And the
wow.
Yeah, like, so what he does is, it's a social experiment. And I'm trying to pull it up. Come on, don't fail me now. It's a social experiment. His name is Tunde Wei at Rue Carré. He started a social experiment to see how white customs would react. If you are white, you will be asked to pay $30, he told the Times-Picayune, who was his newspaper down there. If you are black, Latino, or Asian, the bill will be $12. You know what I'm saying? He said the prices are not mandatory. He said he was curious if white people would pay the price. At first glance, the prices seemed arbitrary, but they reflect the disparity in median household incomes of white people in New Orleans, which is like $67,800 versus black, which is $25,000. You know what I'm saying?
What it sounds like you're saying to me is that as the menu goes, is the meal price is $15. I'm giving the number. It's $15. Yeah. If he says you're a minority, you'll pay $12. If you're white, you're gonna pay $30.
Yes.
Would you pay the $12?
Yeah, I pay the $12.
Would you pay the $15?
If it was worth the $15, now it's got to be like some good food now.
I mean, but that's the advertised price. I guess what I'm saying is, would you pay the advertised price or would you take the cut just because after he explained it?
I'm taking the cut. I'm not gonna, if he be like, yo, nigga, this really $15, but shit, nigga, you black, $12. Bet, you getting $12, my nigga. I'll probably leave a tip just because, you know what I'm saying, you know.
So essentially, you'd still pay the $15.
Yeah, I'm still paying the $15. Yeah.
You're just paying it a different way. I would probably do the same thing. I would just be like, yo, like I was at the when I checked into the hotel, it took them all day to get me checked in, and I was grabbing stuff that they had from the little kitchen there, and he was like, it took us so long, you could take that for free. And I was like, hold up, nigga. Like, it immediately put my antennas up, like, hey, hold on. I don't know what y'all on to, but just let me pay for this shit. I don't want no problems with y'all later. I look at that shit and fit real weird. If I'm at a spot and the dude like, yeah, man, for you, $12. Hey, hold on, bro. What you trying to set me up for? Hey, man, I just feel like people want to take. But if I'm looking at this dude and it's a black business, I'm probably not going to pay that $12. I'm going to pay the $15. Mm-hmm. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to think the experiment is dope. I'm probably going to talk to you about the experiment, but I'm going to pay you the $15.
Okay.
From what he said about 80% of the white people paid the money. They paid the $30.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking interesting.
White people like being part of stuff, man. Like, they you know.
Like, we part of like being part of stuff, or are they embracing, do they like the shame of the white guilt?
Yeah, I think that's white guilt sometimes, too. You know, they do it out of guilt.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
It's just like, man, like they really like, yo, man, they really be like, man, black people got screwed over. And it's just like, and they do it out of guilt, man. They reach in their pockets. So don't think just because, you know, somebody white fuck with you, they doing it out of guilt, man. No, I'll take that back because I got some good white friends. I mean, some real good ones. Like,
yeah, it's some good white people, but I think that there's a certain sect of white people that feel bad about the shit. And they like, I don't want to say sign up for the abuse, but you kind of get my point. Like, there's a Facebook group that I won't put out there where that's run by a black person. And she goes in on white people all the time. Y'all motherfuckers give me money. And they give her money. It's the most crazy shit I've ever seen in my life.
It's all right, man. Look, you think we need to turn the pandering up a little bit, man? We don't pander enough, man. We need to start shaking these people down like these preachers do on Sundays, man. It's all right, man. Because people are like, man, hey, it's all right, man. We don't ask the people for money. Maybe we need to ask for money. See if that'll help. Hey, man. We're going to post our fucking Cash Apps on the Frocast Instagram. And whenever y'all feel like donating money to us, man, just go to the Cash App. put some money in our Cash App. We're going to put that shit on the Frocast Instagram. So y'all niggas can know. Since we don't pander enough, whenever y'all feel like goddamn giving us some money, make it rain on me and Saul right
now. It's interesting to see how this shit works. I've never, like, when I look at this shit, and I've been, she has a blog and she has other things that she does. She does other works. But the shit that always stands out to me is when she's like, yo white ass. And she will specifically say, I need my white followers to give me money so I can do this. White only. And them motherfuckers will give money. Or they'll go in and she'll post something and people will comment. And she'll be like, no, fuck that. You don't leave no comment here. And they'll be like, I'm sorry, you're right. Oh, see, and they give her some money.
They get off on that shit. See, she do that shit. Okay, I see what them mean. Them the ones that like to be talked to. Yeah, that's a fetish for them. That's a fetish. Okay, I get it.
But
now
them motherfuckers got money. So at the end of the day, like, even if that's how they feel, they're still giving money that goes and helps out. Like, it's not like she's pocketing the money. She distributes that to other people.
I'm saying, but them boys getting off on there. All the freaky niggas rich, man. You can't be rich and not be freaky. I'm saying that's just like because you pass the level of all the regular shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you know regular sex just don't turn you on no more when you're rich as fuck. You gotta see some exotic shit for you to get turned on, and you know so you like online letting a woman you know talk down to you for being white, nigga. You like yes, I'm white. I'm sorry. You know I bet you, man. Tell me.
I don't know, but I'm definitely not comfortable where this conversation is going. Who's your losers for this week?
Oh, man, my losers, man.
Loser.
Is the West Virginia, everybody in West Virginia, because of the strike, the teachers on strike, got like 300,000 kids not in school. They just like on spring fucking break. And, you know, West Virginia ain't like y'all topping the nation and nothing in education. So y'all motherfuckers need this shit. So get this shit together. Pay the teachers. Get, you know, stop the strike. We need to get these kids back in school because y'all ain't got no coal mines in West Virginia no more. Ain't nobody fucking with y'all, so y'all can't. And look, y'all in trouble. Y'all in trouble. Like, that's all I'm gonna say.
This is on the high school level or what
this
level?
This is all the schools. This is a strike. Ain't nobody going to school.
There's a college out there, West Virginia, right? There's colleges out there.
We talking about not colleges, like elementary school. Those teachers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Like, what the fuck is going on out there? Y'all got, like, a D1 school. You might only have one, but you got one. Shit. Yeah.
They got Marshall, West Virginia, Marshall. That's about it.
Like, that's all they got. We got two. Do what you got to do, man. Give us a shout out so we can get the fuck up out of here.
Oh, man. Shout out to staff and Be Easy. It's all right. GQ Blue. Short T. Shout out to Static, man. He been dropping a couple of fucking a post, so shout out to Static. Shout out to any of the rest of the niggas that make up the Nappy Afro Roundtable. Shout out to all the listeners, man. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive and everybody over there, Dr. Abrasive crew. Shout out to Ruler myself, Peppy J from Be More. Shout out to everybody that goddamn called in last week with a ruler blackness. I thank you. Make sorry eat that shit sandwich. I loved it. let's see who else we gotta go.
We gotta give a special shout out to GQ Blue for 116 days he's up to now of gratitude.
Oh, the day of gratitude. Hey, he's keeping it up, man.
That's a special shout out. You know, all right, this motherfucker, I don't even know how you do that. 116 days of different shit to be grateful for. I wish I was Snapchatting them all, taking pictures so I could see if he started repeating. He done had to recycle some shit at some point. You ain't that grateful, nigga.
I mean, come on. I mean, GQ Blue, maybe his life is just that great, man. He can be happy about something every day, man. He's just a thankful dude, man. GQ Blue, like he came from the bottom or something. Like, this nigga used to live in the projects and shit. Like, he done made it in life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man. I mean, that motherfucker out there, linguine, fettuccine, all the Rick Ross lyrics, that's his life, man. Fine wines and fine pastas and shit. Hey, man, the nigga living it up.
Years, the nigga just like, man, yo, is the life better than yours? Just know this, GQ Blue's life is better than yours. New shirt.
Absolutely. Man. Absolutely.
GQ Blue's life is better than yours. Damn.
He should just have a shirt in the store right now that's just got a goddamn pocket square on it. That's it. You don't need no worries, just a pocket square. We know who the fuck that's for. That's for GQ Blue, man. You ain't got no apron with your initials on it, nigga.
Nope.
You ain't got no spices coming in from overseas, nigga.
You're not getting fucking saffron from India with nigga. Tiger blood, fucking oranges, nigga. None of that shit.
Nigga. You ain't got no cigars that's the size of a fucking house, nigga.
Straight from
you
ain't Cuba.
Ain't on that shit. You motherfuckers ain't got robes made out of fucking bear skin and shit. You ain't got none of that shit like GQ, nigga.
GQ Blue got a Ric Flair robe, man. That shit is so. Woo. He walked right. Exactly.
All day.
Hey, I noticed, man. He took the boy. He took Slime's suggestion, man. He shaved the fucking beard thing. Got it right, man. Shout out to GQ Blue, man. Listen to your big bros, your OGs. You know what I'm saying? You did the right thing. You didn't look like the He was looking like a PhD from your HBCU, man.
You really slandered the shit out that nigga's beard, though. That was fucked up, man. You ain't have to talk about that nigga like that, bro.
Hey, your boy getting a beard now. Boy is coming in on the sides now.
Shit. That's the last thing y'all want is this nigga to have a beard, bro. That's the last shit y'all want in y'all life.
You tell me your face be itching so bad when it's heavy growing like that, man. God damn, man.
Hey, man, that's the last thing y'all want. Jerm don't do no snaps with his face in there. Let him get a beard.
Oh, yeah.
Let him get a beard.
Okay. Like,
yay. That shit, I started getting that extra shit. You know how Rick Ross' beard connects up to his mustache? Like, almost even?
Yeah.
I started getting those extra hairs, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? I thought my mustache was just flying away. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I looked, I was like, oh, this shit trying to Rick Ross connect. Like, the beard is going to come straight. I was like, yo, I ain't going to be shit. If I get that fucking James Harden connect, yeah, it's a wrap, bro.
The Teddy P.
Yeah. You can start lining your shit up under your eyes and shit. I ain't going to be worth the fuck.
Boys on then, nigga. You get the Teddy P.
It's a wrap, bro. You got that full. That's the I pay all the bills beard. You start getting that shit, bro. Like, God damn, nigga. Yes, hey, man, sir. Get your life right, man. This has been another episode of the Frocast. Episode 295 is in the books. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting in with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever. And we'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast from NappyAfro.com. Buy a shirt, bitch. We out.
Honey Shirt Challenge, man. Oh, man, shout out to Gerard, Drew, and anybody else I forgot, man. My bad, bro.
Man, they fucking it up, man. Just go ahead, click them links and subscribe and share the links and buy some shirts and all that shit. We out.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com